listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back for a very special conversation with a very special guy, Dr. James Carafano, one of the senior vice presidents and foreign policy gurus at the Heritage Foundation. And Jim, you were talking a little bit about Russia, and I want to develop a little bit further your take on its strategy and what ours should be. But you did have a provocative piece recently about whether Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, of course, whether his days are numbered. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, sure. That was a piece in Forbes. And I wasn't implying numbered in the sense that we'll be rid of the guy tomorrow, because he is a multi-billionaire. And I mean, he does have very tight control, but gone in the sense of mattering to us that we really cared. And what I talked about in the article and what we talked about in the strategy is really focusing on the three core threats, which are one, military, right? And that's really about both the convention and nuclear deterrence that the United States presents to Russia as a block or a barrier against further expansion. The second one is really economic, and that's really about energy. You know, Congress recently and the president signed a law which allows for U.S. energy exports, which is going to help greatly. Because I don't think at you know, $40 a barrel, Russia is going to get very poor. I mean, their economy is going to, run out of gas pretty quickly. They already have less than 2 years of reserve. And if American energy is available to people as an alternative over the long term, I think that really, really cripples the Russian influence. And then the third thing is this horrific, I think, underreported, underappreciated political warfare campaign that the Russians do, which includes everything for paying opposition parties to fight for policies that are pro-Russian, but you're paying environmental groups to fight energy projects that compete with Russian energy projects, corruption, murder, blatant lies that are about things like Russia Today television and various Russian language broadcasting in Western Europe. So getting an administration that's focusing on cutting out the underpinnings of how Putin can poke the West, I think, is what we really need.
We're talking with Dr. Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation, and he has been thinking long and hard about the adversary that Mitt Romney engaged in a bit of controversy in talking about as our principal and most serious adversary. It certainly seems, Jim, from what you've described on these three different fronts, sort of the geostrategic, the economic and political warfare, as though Vladimir Putin is actively engaged against us. I'm interested in two pieces of this. One is your reference to the fact that he's a multi-billionaire. How did a old KGB colonel who was a petty bureaucrat in St. Petersburg back at the end of the day of the Soviet Union become a multi-billionaire? And to the extent that he is serious about this notion that the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century was the end of the Soviet Union, how does that bear on the aggressiveness of his policies towards NATO, towards American interests more generally?
Russia's become a classic kleptocracy, right? So there is the ability of free enterprise to actually operate has evaporated, and the flows of money and the resources are controlled, and they're funneled into the personal bank accounts of Putin and other people. And what that does, it gives them enormous control over the country. I mean, the notion that the democracy can ever operate in Russia is farcical. I mean, people complain about big money in the United States. If they want to see how big money really works, they need to go to Russia. And I think and that's what, Russia, when you control the economy, you can divert it anywhere you want. You can accomplish anything you want. And that's, even though it's a declining power, that's what makes Putin a problem. You know, it's interesting because I was thinking about that over the breaks. If you think about it, you can make a case that of all of our kind of competitors in the last year, Putin's given us the most problems. I mean, from the destabilization of the campaign, the intervention into Syria, which has not just made solving that whole problem bigger, but has accelerated the refugees which have been flooding in Western Europe and creating a crisis in Western Europe. So you can actually make a case, and then on the strategic front where they've basically cheated to the high heavens on all the arms control deals, you could basically make the case that he's actually probably, poked harder than anybody over the last year.
and gotten away with it is the point. And that as a serious student of these matters as you are, Dr. Carafano, that's not good for business with respect, not just to this bad actor, but others around the world. Speaking of which, let me switch gears with you and talk a little bit about China. Asia, of course, was one of the three areas you have identified in your overall strategy as needing an urgent course correction for the United States under the next president. What do you make of what Xi Jinping is up to in China at the moment? Is he basically, you know, working off the same playbook as Vladimir Putin? And what are the implications, if so?
I think, yeah, in some ways it's similar. Of course, they're in a much stronger position because they have a much bigger economy and much more robust ability to bring national power to bail. It's very clear that, I mean, they're recreating the Middle Kingdom, and they will, I mean, that is the policy of this generation, which is to ensure their security by controlling the geography and the politics and the economy of the surrounding countries. And they've actually been more aggressive on that than they've ever been, particularly in their territorial claims. They're interested in party reform, removing corruption, that kind of stuff. But it's really about strengthening the control over the country. Not much in economic reform, not much in expansion of rights for the middle class. It's about really enhancing their control over China. And at the end of the day, you have to remember the Chinese vision, it cannot be realized if America is in Asia. I mean, their vision requires that the United States as a power be excluded from having influence in Asia. You know, we see ourselves as an Asian Pacific power. I mean, we've thought about that, you know, since, you know, we sailed to Japan in the mid-19th century. And these are two absolutely conflicting visions. Their vision is an Asia without America. Our vision is America is inescapably an Asian power.
Jim, as you've studied what's going on in Beijing, I'm always curious what folks like you think about the relationship between the Communist Party at the moment, specifically Xi Jinping, its leader, and the Chinese military. Are they one for all intents and purposes? Are they really now very much in lockstep and doing the bidding of perhaps the military with its ambitions for aggressive behavior that you've just described?
Yeah, the military is the creature of the party. It's not the servant of the country.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, Jim, has it gotten to a point, though, where the Communist Party's survival now depends upon the backing of the military to a degree that the party may be, or at least Xi, may be basically determined to do whatever the military wants, and that could, you know, unleash real problems for us as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. Understanding the opaque nature of Chinese governance, it might be a bit, you know, difficult to unravel. Certainly, it becomes much more the case as the Chinese show an inability to sustain real growth, right? And growth in China has been slowing. I don't think nobody's that I know of is projecting the collapse of China or great, you know, implosion in the economy. But the days of rapid growth rapidly appear to be coming to an end. And that's a problem for the Chinese, right? Because to meet the interests and the needs of the people, I mean, and that's why the big, you know, kind of corruption campaign, hey, we're getting rid of corruption, right? But it's very, very difficult to keep that population happy on an economy that's growing in single digits every year. And if you're not willing to open up for economic and political reform, then your fallback is you're going to fall more back into a security state. And so you will be more dependent on the security apparatus and not on the military, sure.
And you may well get the phenomenon of social engineering that gets you, you know, aggression externally in order to maintain control at home. Hold the thought, Jim. We're going to be right back with more with Jim Carafano about China, about our interest in Asia, and where we go from here. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.